it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Well, yeah, we got to make sure they got that little burn on them. Get them crisp. What's up, y'all? We at the Truth Lounge. The NBA playoffs is heating up. Celtics moving on 4-1 versus the Heat. You already knew that was going to happen. Minnesota, Ant-Man, we might have a rising star, maybe a face of the league on the rise versus Joker, the finals MVP, two-time MVP, probably going to win his third MVP. Playoffs is heating up, y'all. Join me on the Truth Lounge. Hey, it's going down. We got some stuff to talk about. Yeah, got these wings, though. That's crazy. What's up, gang? Welcome to the Truth Lounge. NBA playoffs is still cracking. I mean, we at the end of the first round, Milwaukee, Indiana. Milwaukee just went packing. We're going to catch them at Venice Beach. Man, Celtics been rolling. But at the top of the game, look who out the playoffs, dog. You got Bron, AD, Booker, Dame, Antetokounmpo. I know he was injured and all that, but you got all these cats out the playoffs, and it's time for these young bucks to shine. But look, Indiana,
I like these young guys.
What you think? What you think? Indiana got it, like?
For this year?
Yeah, what's Indiana looking like?
They don't look like much.
No, you ain't really.
No. They beat a team. I think that.
Can they get to the conference finals?
Yes. Yes, they can.
They don't look like much. They can get to the conference finals.
Well, they playing depleted squads. I mean, they're healthy, and the other squads they're playing is not. Okay. You got New York. They're missing Julius Randle. People keep forgetting that. New York is playing a squad that's beat down. Every time we look up, Embiid is in the locker room. He's hobbling. He's fighting through it and all this. So when they get whoever they play, it's going to be a hobble squad.
So by the way, we watching this game right now. New York Knicks versus Philly. We're going to react to that later. I still think Philly going to win, but we're going to talk about that later.
No, you don't.
We're going to talk about that later.
Don't.
Yeah.
You don't think that.
But just moving forward, I was impressed with the Celtics. They handled business. They did what they had to do. I expected it to be like that.
You were unimpressed?
No, I was very impressed. I mean, the only game that Miami won was a historical night. They had to make a historical amount of threes in the playoffs.
Because the Boston let them make them a historical night.
Ain't nobody going to let you do nothing. You got to shoot the shots.
They did. They had an off night. They wasn't ready. They lost at home.
You got to shoot the shots and shoot them.
They was breaking them down off penetration. They wasn't covering.
You got to, like, dude, it don't matter. You still got to hit them. I seen Houston miss 30 in a row. What that mean? You got to hit.
Yeah. You got to hit.
What you mean you got to hit?
Give them credit. Tyler Hero, these guys have a good game. Shout out Jaime Jaquez, Truth Basketball.
So they advance. Minnesota impressed with them. Phoenix
now, Minnesota impressed. Minnesota is how you showed you how you shut somebody down. They showed you how you come out there with that energy and beat the brakes off somebody. That's impressive. That's the most impressive first round win is Minnesota. Let's get that clear.
You got them favored over Denver?
I don't have them favored over Denver.
But they're the most impressed. No, you contradicted everything.
No, it's not contradicting.
You said they was the most impressed.
What they got to do with the other?
So they can't beat Denver.
I don't know. I don't have them favored over Denver just yet. But their first round win was the most impressive to me. That's what I am standing on that because they came out there. The energy was displayed. The Celtics, they lost the game. They're supposed to sweep.
Yeah, but they
Minnesota,
won by an average of like
at
least 15.
They didn't have no players.
At least 15.
They was down three starters.
They did what they had to do.
Yeah, so that's not impressive doing what you got to do. It's regular. And then you lost one game, so you wasn't impressed like the Lakers when they came in there and lost to Iverson in the first finals game. The Celtics supposed to go in this type of playoff. Celtics supposed to be dominant 4-4-4.
They did. That's fine.
4-4-4.
All right. Like our Orlando, boy, Orlando, Cleveland. Who you got in that? Cleveland up 3-2, headed to Orlando. Who you got in that?
That's a tough series to call. That's a pick'em series. I don't got nobody. It's a pick'em series, like I said.
You ain't got nobody.
Come on, man.
Gotta
like, somebody got to tell the truth around here. All
but
this
who
investing.
Who you got? Like, if you had to choose one.
If I got to bet, who do I want to win?
Yeah.
I want the young boys from Orlando to take off.
I got Orlando Frank Wagner, my boy, my cracking player of the year.
He's a cracking player of the year.
Paolo Banchero. I didn't know his name at first. I know your name. He's cracking.
Yeah, he is. But they lost. They down 3-2.
They down 3-2.
This is a home team series. Maybe this will go seven. It's a good series that we haven't really got a chance to watch. So this is the type of series.
Why you ain't watched it? It's because it's on NBA TV?
No. I'm speaking for the masses. It's on NBA TV. It's on at the time.
Nobody watching that.
Nah, we're not going to watch this. But now it's the best. It's one win series. Now it's time to lock into this series. I've been watching it, though. I've been seeing what's going on. Donovan Mitchell haven't put his stamp on the series like he had early in his career. So I think game six is a chance for him to come put a stamp on it. So I'm going to reverse. You told me to pick
Orlando.
Somebody. I'm going to go with Cleveland since
you asked. I got Orlando winning in seven.
I got Cleveland in six.
I like the young boys. They moving in a great direction.
So, I got Cleveland in six. And do you think Cleveland provides a problem for the Celtics with that interior defense? And their ability to match up.
I respect Cleveland and all they do, but when you get blown out by Orlando, this ain't a knock on Orlando. I mean, to me, I don't think you should ever get blown out in the playoffs if you're serious about going deep in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Like, Cleveland got blown out. Like, come on, by
twice.
A young team.
They
a couple times, right?
They came back and won.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like.
So y'all didn't get blown out in y'all run?
No, hell no, we didn't get blown out no run. We was losing by 2-1, 2 points. Like, come on. Not no team that when it ain't never getting blown out like that. No. You always in it. Just like when Denver was down 20 to the Lakers, hawked them and popped them. That's what I'm saying. A real contender ain't going to get blown out in the playoffs. Just like the Lakers was up dub on us, hawked them.
So what's next? All right, we got that.
What?
So you don't got no issues with the Celtics going in the next round. The Celtics don't have no issues at all in the East.
I don't think there's no issues in the East.
Yeah.
I mean, if you going to think New York.
So they going to get to Denver and lose. So what they hoping is that the Denver's not there because they don't want to see the Joker.
They lost twice to them. That's fine.
They lost twice to them when?
This year.
You talking about regular season?
Regular season, yeah.
Come on, man. Playoffs. Mode is a thing.
They haven't played, I'm saying.
We want to hear about the Celtics had an amazing regular season. So we're done with that. We get into a series.
4-1, domination.
We're down Porzingis.
Domination.
The bench is looking iffy.
The bench is not looking iffy. You ain't watching basketball.
I am watching basketball.
You ain't watching basketball.
It's looking iffy.
It's not. Peyton Pritchard's been solid off the bench. Solid. Sam Hauser, solid off the bench. Giving
you
double
figures.
I'm going with that.
Okay.
Yeah, they just
are.
Blew my. Come on, man, I don't want to hear all that. You, I don't even know what you basing this off of.
I want to see it. I mean, they haven't.
You saw
they haven't,
it.
No.
You saw a domination in the four wins. Domination.
Yeah, I saw the depleted Heat team that was missing three stars.
All right, yeah, you ain't got this, so we did what we were supposed to do.
And you lost a game. You had to play an extra game.
So now we get discredited because of you down, because your arm hurt in the boxing match and I knocked you out.
That is a discredit. It's not no. Look, we know that Boston got the pathway to the finals.
All right.
So we know that.
Who you think? All right, who's been? I've been thinking about this. I've been watching a lot of games. Who's been the most impressive performer individually in the playoffs so far?
Jamal Murray? I don't think it's nothing to talk about. We got two game winners.
Ooh, two game winners, huh?
He's got two game winners. He's a fourth quarter maestro.
But you were just on Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards has been great, but when you got two game winners and four wins, and you got the game in your hands.
He's been the most impressive?
Yeah, he got two game winners.
Damn.
You know?
All right,
in five games, he got two game winners.
Who's been the most impressive? Joker's in there.
Joker's in there.
Murray's in there.
And Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards, that means your top three so far?
Yes. Yes.
All right, who else?
Yeah.
That's not really, sleep it on. Ain't really nobody else.
Let's
I can
not
really
sleep on Shea. We just haven't been, I mean, we just didn't feel like they can.
Damn, but they played a depleted or New Orleans team. Yeah. And then, you know, that really didn't get no national attention.
But people is forgetting.
You know
business.
What's crazy, y'all? People is forgetting. We talking about all these other teams, but OKC is number one in the West, and they just ain't getting no press. You think
they swept?
You think
too.
They got a? They swept. So you think they got a shot? Like who?
Yeah.
Who they playing? Who they play?
Because they got a good team.
They play the winner of Clippers, Dallas. If Dallas win, I'm not sure OKC can get them.
They can get them.
They Will can. They I mean, they not. Can, but I'm not yeah. betting. I'm betting Dallas because they've been in the playoffs every year.
Well, I'm betting Dallas because they got Luka
and Kyrie. They got arguably the best player. They both got arguably the best player. So now it comes down to Kyrie.
Kyrie has been phenomenal in these playoffs.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
He's been phenomenal.
Kyrie's been killer.
He's been phenomenal. He's like at peace. He's in a good space.
So Jamal Murray is the best player in the playoffs right now.
So far, first round.
He's made the best plays. The best player is Joker. His averages is domination.
They are, but you
he's
need Murray,
He's made the best
though.
Plays. Not Murray the best player. He hasn't
quarter.
Been the best player.
Yes.
He's made the best plays. It's a difference. It's a difference. When we just talk about meat and potatoes, just down
so you
to.
You got Joker? I'm not mad at that.
Just look at the Joker's been probably the best player.
In the playoffs?
In the playoffs.
Well, he's the best basketball player in the
association. He is the best basketball
player,
but his numbers speak best player. We're not talking about because Jamal Murray didn't shoot well, then he came through in the clutch. So, you, that'll.
40%.
Huh?
40%.
Yeah, he only shot 40% from the field.
Yeah.
29 from 3.
29. Like, he hasn't been the best player.
What has he shot in the second half? That's what we need to focus on.
Yeah, no, but I'm
he's
just saying.
He's taking shots
matter.
Early.
Overall,
he's staying
with the best player has been Joker.
Let's I'm just mad at that. Stop I'm there. Not mad at that.
And
I'm
then
just
maybe
impressed.
Next, Anthony.
No, let's
Anthony
not skip
Edwards.
Over the guy that makes two game winners now.
But your numbers, I ain't saying you've been the best player in the playoffs. You see what I'm saying?
Against those guys.
You made
the Lakers,
critical plays.
The Lakers, they was always down. He was coming through. They was down all the series. They were down. Weren't they down every game at halftime? So that meant no matter how well Joker played, once Murray inserted himself into the game, it was over. He puts the game away.
All right, here go. Better question. Mm-hmm. Who's been the best point guard in the playoffs?
Murray, now we got that.
Murray.
There we go. There you go.
Over Bronson?
Yes.
Over Maxey?
Yes.
Over Shea?
Yes.
Jesus. He's shooting 40% and 29 from three, and he's been the best player.
Yeah.
When Shea swept.
Throw the percentages out the window.
Why not? What's been the best player?
He's winning. He's on. He's relaxing
Shea
right now.
Shea 4-0.
You know what Murray doing right now? He got his feet in the jacuzzi.
Yeah, so do Shea.
Shea had it easy. We knew that. Nah. This guy had to go through LeBron and AD. He had to go topple them. That was a tough
he
first.
He had to go through. That's what
Let
you
Let me ask
him.
You this. Was that the toughest first round matchup for anybody to have to go through that? To have to go through that legacy of LeBron and AD coming at you? That was hard.
Nope.
Nah, the Suns.
Suns, dog.
Suns
Anthony
was defeated.
Edwards.
They didn't have no history.
Suns with Edwards.
Lakers are
Suns
champions
with
these two.
Kevin Durant, Booker.
They're a mystery.
And
they
Bill.
Had a poor season. Just like
they didn't have a poor season.
Yeah, they was. We didn't have.
No, they had a. Lakers had a poor season.
So their legacy.
Lakers had a poor season too. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
Suns was
right. had a poor season. They had a poor season.
had a poor. Like
but
Suns
the
had a better season than the Lakers.
Though. LeBron and AD was champions. When we got to the playoffs, it was looking like LeBron and AD. We heard a lot of these shows saying. Lakers have a chance to get to the conference finals. I heard that many times. Nobody
I mean,
said that
I
about
think,
Phoenix.
I think six people said that.
But nobody
everybody
said about
that
Phoenix.
About Phoenix.
Not at the
everybody
playoffs.
Everybody said it. Yeah, everybody said that
Not
about
in the
Phoenix.
Playoffs.
Everybody said that about Phoenix.
So you saying
You said Phoenix could
so
probably get to the conference finals.
So you saying Minnesota's the best win? The best win?
In the first round? Yes. Yes.
So you're giving Anthony Edwards your best player then, not Jokic.
I didn't say that. They had the best win.
Well, he was the guy. He had to
it
go
It don't matter.
It.
It's the difference. It's a difference. Celtics won the most games, but that don't mean Jason is been the best player.
They got the best team.
They got the best team. That's it.
Yeah.
But because of
so you got Jokic as the best player.
Joker has been the best player.
He's so good, right? He's so good.
Yeah, come on, man.
All right, so listen. We saw that, your series, you have Minnesota. I like that. I like what you said about that. Now let's talk about your career. Who was the guy when you was in KD position that was coming at you, putting you out of here?
When I was older.
Yeah, coming
young,
at you
young,
like.
And a young stud.
Yeah, who grew up watching you. They was in middle school when you was putting it down. That's and now here they go. It's their time right
yeah,
now.
I mean, it's got to be LeBron. I mean, you know, he was a young phenom and I was older. You know, we didn't put them out the playoffs already. And he wasn't talking shit to me, though. Like AD, like he was like KD, like Anthony Edwards. Nah, ain't nobody was coming in the league that swagged up. They wasn't about to do that.
See, that's
what I'm saying. There ain't nobody about to be talking like that to me. My talk was just too much. I make you feel bad about it being a human. You wasn't about to talk to me like that.
Shout out Gary Payton.
You know what I'm saying? And then you add on, like, damn, our whole team was talking. We had the best shit-talking team in the history of the league. Like, who was you going to talk shit to? Was you going to talk shit to Rondo? No. T.A.? No. Big Baby? No. Perk? No. KG? No. Eddie House? Hell no. Like, damn. All down the line, you weren't talking shit to none of our team, dog. We was the most – we had to be – and I'm going to put this on record. We was probably the top – 5 most intimidating teams in the NBA history. And if you want me to name some, just as far as like intimidating teams, you got to throw like the Detroit Pistons in there.
Yeah.
You got to say just, oh, damn, they might beat your ass after the game. Like, or you know, maybe like
the Rodman Bulls.
Charles Barkley with Rick Mahorn and all that. They was intimidating.
The Rodman Bulls.
Yeah, the Rodman Bulls was intimidating.
21-70
games.
Yeah.
With Pippen,
no
Jordan, they all your. Yeah.
They had
all
confidence. Right. The late 90 Knicks.
Anthony Mason, Xavier Daniel, Doc Rivers, Patrick. They'll whoop your ass after that.
Yeah, you got to get him credit.
We up there, though. I ain't going to lie. We up there. Oh, I got to throw in. No. Let me see. Intimidating. Well, you were just like, damn. I ain't. Y'all think anything? I said some intimidating teams too.
Nah, Detroit, you said some good ones.
Detroit Sixers with Barkley and Mahorn. Shoot. I said the late 90s Knicks, Chicago Bulls. Oh, I got to throw the Pacers in there though. Ron Artest, Jermaine O'Neal, they in there. Steve Jackson. Yeah, they in there. They were some dogs.
Yeah, they were.
They were some dogs over there. You didn't want to scrap. You didn't want to scrap with them. The 04 Pistons too. Yep. Rip, Chauncey, Wallace brothers. Damn, Chauncey. Oh, yeah, nobody. Yeah. That's a good topic right there. Damn, I think who will win a team scrap? Who will win a team scrap all-time history? The Knicks, late 90s Knicks.
The Knicks.
Late 90s Knicks. Somebody. Oakley
Mason is too
much. Oakley
Mason
Ewing.
That's too much. It's your 1-2. You ain't got no matchup.
Oakley Mason Ewing. No, but we got a matchup.
For Oakley and Mason.
Yeah. We got Perk, Big Baby, and Leon. Like, don't play. Perk, Big Baby, and Leon.
They don't want nothing. They're going to get folded quick.
They want something.
They don't want nothing.
Perk, Big Baby, Leon, KG. Want some smoke.
Not with Mason.
Dog, come on.
And then when was Xavier McDaniel there?
We put Big Baby on
Mason. When was McDaniel there?
Xavier the same year.
That's what I'm saying. Nah.
Doc wanted problems, though. Rondo and Doc, they actually got into it in real life.
Yeah, I got Doc.
Nah, Rondo and Doc. No, nah, that's a good one. No, don't just say you got Doc.
I got young
Rondo,
Doc.
Rondo, you know, you just seem far off. Then you got T.A., you already know he.
T.A., you got
T.A.
Who?
Hold on. Who else? E-House, he from Oakland. He crazy. Me and E-House about to fight so many times. Nah, I'm telling you, dog. Oh, we want to smoke, Perk.
Y'all don't want to do nothing with that.
We do. We might want to do
that Oakley Mason front line. Nah.
We might want to do something. Oh, I got a team. I got a Celtic team that want to do something. Me, we had Shaq. We had Jermaine O'Neal. We had Baby. We had Shaq, Jermaine O'Neal, Baby. Leon.
And KG.
KG. We want to smoke. We wanted some smoke.
Yeah, that's a good security team.
We would have been like, what's happening? Shaq, Jermaine O'Neal.
Yeah, that's a
ticket.
That's an all-time squad
Big
team.
Baby, Leon. Oh my God.
That's an all-time squad team.
That is.
We got to get our squad teams together.
Yeah, squad.
First team squad.
Who first team? All right, we're going to put together a list of first team all squabbles in the NBA.
So, in the NBA?
In the NBA, all time first team squabbles.
Oakley got to be on it.
Oakley slapped Barkley.
He's on the game.
He's on the team.
Yeah,
okay,
Oakley's
we got
on the
Oakley,
team.
Xavier McDaniel.
Who the biggest big man? Who the baddest big man on the team?
Zoe
or Shaq?
So Jody, all right, if you all squabble team, we got Xavier McDaniel, Oakley, Mason, Shaq, and Ron Artest.
First team all squabbles.
That's my first team all squabbles.
Three Knicks. So the Knicks is the official all-time squab team.
Oh, hold on.
There you go. If three of them make the first team, dog.
Hold on, I got to.
You put three of them on the first team.
Hold on. Damn, I might have to throw Ben Wallace on there.
All-time squabble?
I might have to throw Big Wallace. I don't know.
Ben Wallace
I might
is a nice
want him
guy.
On the, I need him on the front line. I
he
need
nice
Ben Wallace.
Guy.
Nah. He, when he pushed our test, he wanted smoke. He wanted smoke. But all right, that's my first team all squabble. I got Ron Artest, Oakley. Who did I say?
You said
Shaq. Xavier McDaniel.
Yeah. And Mason.
And Mason.
That's three Knicks.
Yeah, three Knicks that played together.
The Jordan rules. Now, that's why Jordan is a GOAT. He went through the all-time squabble team every year to prepare for the finals.
That's
what he had to go through.
The all-time
He had to go
squabble.
Through the squab team to prepare for the finals in the hand check era. Come on, bro.
Right.
Jordan.
Oh, my God.
Jordan.
If that's your old damn.
Yeah, ain't no more GOATs. Jordan is the GOAT, man. It's only a one
he's
GOAT.
He's not an all-time squabble team.
Everybody, yeah. Jordan went through them.
Damn, Kenyon Martin, second team. Kenyon Martin, he might be on the first team. Kenyon Martin wanted to fight every day. He was out there just scrapping, sent picks, and wanted to fight.
Yeah, he wanted to turn up. Kenyon Martin.
Kenyon Martin in there. Then I got maybe Charles Barkley in there. All time, Charles Barkley in there. He just swung on a couple people.
Charles Barkley a beast.
Yeah, he just swung.
Powerful.
This got to be people who actually had scraps in it. In an NBA game. Kareem.
No karate.
Kareem.
He out there squabbing with Bruce Lee in the offseason.
Nah, but ready. he stole on somebody. He just fired on him. You got to get the clip of that. Kareem in there.
But that wasn't a squab, though. That was a
dope. It don't matter.
He dope fiended.
He did.
He caught him when he wasn't looking.
He
killed
did. Him. Oh, I had Zoe on the first team. That's who I had.
Zoe? Nah.
Yeah, Zoe swung off. Zoe was swinging.
Got Shaq on. Over Zoe.
Yeah, but that's Larry Shaq. Johnson.
I'll take Larry. Another Nick.
I know, another Nick.
Them Knicks, boy.
Right.
Them
right.
Knicks.
Oh, damn.
These Knicks going to advance tonight.
No, they not. They only up two, homie. You ain't look. You ain't been looking. We watching the game. The Knicks is only up. 4 points, homie. All right, y'all, check it. We about to take a little break. Watch the rest of this game. We're going to react to it. We'll get back to y'all. All right, Philly went in. I thought they would just show a little more grit. It's just that New York just so gritty. They kept getting key offensive rebound, then Jalen Brunson for three off the offensive rebound. And then you got Anunoby goes in, dunks on. It's just too much to overcome. I thought Maxey was a key to the series. I thought Embiid would play well. What's your reaction? All right, now we got Knicks playing the Pacers. And let me tell you something. Jalen Brunson, man, and I know I didn't say some things about Jalen, and I didn't think the Knicks would make it out of the first round, so I got the Jalen Brunson jersey. Hopefully the Knicks will give me a ticket, but if not, I'll wear it on the Truth Lounge because I promise, I bet. But
yes,
my hat goes off because I truly believe that after tonight, Jalen Brunson has been the best, singular best player in the whole playoffs. In the whole playoffs. And that's over, like, Joker. And I said Joker before, and I was like, damn, Joker's hard to overcome. Yeah. Just as far as best player, Jamal Murray. You got, who else? Shai Gilgeous, who's been flying under the radar, killing. They sweat Anthony Edwards. But Jalen Brunson, based on the talent that he has, he doesn't even have a player close to an all-star.
This guy's talking truth, man.
I mean...
Yeah, preach.
I can't. I can't.
We in church right now.
I can't deny preach. Him no more, bro.
Preach.
I can't deny him no more, but shout out to the Knicks. Good job, good win. That's another player that's out the playoffs. Look what we got right here. We got Embiid out the playoffs. Maxie out the playoffs.
No, I don't put Embiid in that category.
He's the former MVP, what you talking about.
I know, but you're putting him, we're talking about the old
vets. No, the guys
vets,
that's.
Like the LeBrons, the Stephs.
Yeah, yeah.
LeBrons, he's not in that group. Because he's still...
But we just talk about the great players who are out the playoffs.
Yeah, but he was banged up. I thought he played well. I thought he gave what he could give. I mean, he's out there...
The fourth quarter, he
couldn't
show
move.
Up.
He couldn't move. What do you mean?
But it's the fourth quarter.
He couldn't move. He was on his feet for 30 minutes.
39. Fourth quarter, you can't keep coming up.
He was on his feet for 30 minutes. He's not well. He went to the locker room.
So you defending him?
I'm defending him. Yeah,
the caliber
I'm defending him.
The caliber of player that he is. You're defending him.
I am.
To not show up in the fourth?
Yes. He couldn't.
This is when you need it the most.
Listen, man, he can't blink.
Oh, God.
He's tough. He battled. He had 39 points. He gave you all he had. He had nothing left. The Sixers are through. They're done. They're
donezo. I get it.
He did what he had to do. We got to give him credit. As a warrior, as a battler, as a fighter.
You're sounding too political right now.
No, I'm not. I'm giving him his flowers. He fought, man. He stood to the last minute. He could. Man, you saw it in the fourth quarter. He couldn't stand there in the middle of the key, bro. He couldn't move.
So moving forward, Philly has some decisions to make. They have Maxie under contract. They got Embiid under contract. How do they get better? What if you had to play, you put your GM hat on right now and be like, what move can they make to where you can take them serious next year? Because this is a first round loss.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing that I see.
I like their pieces.
Hey.
I think you got to bring Kelly Oubre back.
Where are they at in the draft? You got to bring Oubre back. He's a foundation piece. He's a foundation piece.
What about Tobias Harris?
It depends on what price. We just can't get rid of him, throw him away. Who else we getting?
If you can get Paul George.
You can get Paul George, yes. You get Paul George. You do that.
All right.
You do that. You got to do a big move if you can. If you with Embiid, you have to take the pressure off Embiid. You have to get Embiid healthy for the playoffs. You cannot get through the season with Embiid. Maxie's ready for the season. Embiid is ready for the playoffs. The constant theme, if you've been watching what we've been talking about, is young talent in role player positions and stars. Not just stars. Not just the Shai, the Lucas, the this. It's the Jalen Williams. It's the Lou Dortz.
No, it is
them guys. Those guys are healthy. The Jaden McDaniels. Those guys are getting you through the season and playoffs. They're young. They play defense. The Franz Wagners, the Orlando Magic. These teams have young talent.
We already talked about Cleveland.
But they got to get young talent.
No, but listen,
you got to get you a player out the draft.
Young talent or not, it's the young superstars that's rolling over, updating the old stars.
But they're paired with young talent.
I mean,
we don't have a team where we have the old guys with the young role players.
Well, you need the young
like
star to win today. Now, if your star is not in his 20s.
So Jokic is a young star.
Ain't no stars winning a chip. Ain't no superstars winning a chip in their 30s right now. Right now, today. Like, how old is Joker? How old is Joker?
Well,
all the MVP candidates is in their 20s.
All the MVP candidates.
So it's a changing of the guards.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, listen, you're not hearing my point. I'm telling you the young role players too. See, like, we've been knowing stars. You're right. You're on that point. But I'm saying we negating the young draft pick now with the portal with these players like Jaime Jaquez and these seniors. You got to draft correctly again. You have to. Phoenix Suns, they didn't have no depth. They should have had somebody come out of college that can get them through the season when Bill is hurt, to put them in better position. They don't got to see the Timberwolves first round. They needed time to warm up and get their engines going, and they didn't get that facing a young, hungry, thirsty Bull squad that had Alexander.
All right. So he ain't rolling with the role players.
He all star.
I know, like that.
He all star heavy.
Like we
the role players make a difference, homie.
I get what you're saying.
The young role players.
I get what you're saying.
We had to get back to that.
I get what you're saying, but look.
Okay.
Moving forward, Knicks versus Indiana. Who you got?
I'm going to go ahead and stick with the Knicks. I like what they're doing. I like where Brunson's play is as an individual player coming into your series. Three straight 40-point games.
Is he the best point guard in the league?
Yes. Three straight 40-point games.
Oh, no, I'm saying.
Yes, you heard me. Yes.
He's the best point guard in the league.
Today. This is today. The stats today. What's going
on
today?
So he's better than Steph?
Yes. Steph is
at home. He's better than Ja Morant, Halliburton, Maxey.
Well, Halliburton got a chance to prove me wrong. So
No. Is he the best
vote player? Is for Brunson. Now, Halliburton got something to say
Kyrie?
About this.
Over Kyrie?
Yeah, over Luka too.
Oh my God.
40-11 and get through these guys. What you talking about? Yes, right now.
Brunson is better than Luka Doncic right now.
He's playing better right now.
I didn't say that. I didn't say who's playing better.
What, you want a skills contest? I said this guy's playing better. He got his team to the next round. Three straight 40-point games with 11 dimes.
I said, who's the best point guard in the league?
Today is Brunson. This is what I said.
You taking him over Luka right now?
Come on, man. Here you go with these games.
I asked you a question.
Am I taking him over Luka right now?
So you're not taking him over Luka?
I picked him. I put my vote in. I said what I said. He's the best right now.
Now, Luka's
so good, this can change. This is the league. You can't just, I'm not hating on Luka Doncic.
Now, if you put Brunson on Dallas with Kyrie, they beating the Clippers?
I mean, that's a different lineup. Luka's 6'7". What are you talking about?
All right, so if you put Luka on the Knicks, do they beat Sixers tonight?
I don't know all that. Brunson handled his business.
I'm just saying, ain't no what if.
You don't got to play the what if game. Brunson's out here killing. Are you watching? You were watching the games. Brunson is killing. We don't need no what if. We end season, in the playoffs. Brunson is handling his business. Remember what I said last time? Brunson is killing. That's what I said. He's your number one guy right now. You said it earlier. That's why I was quiet.
Damn.
Now you're going away from your own stuff. Stick to your stuff. You the truth. Stick to your shit.
What's my shit?
You said Brunson. You gave a whole soliloquy. I shut up.
I didn't say.
I kicked back and was like, I was in church.
He's playing the best in the playoffs. I didn't say he was the best.
Ain't that what we talk about? Let's talk how we talk. Now you saying. We talk about playoff basketball. That's what everything. This is everything in our life is playoff basketball. The season is cute. You cute. 82 games. You did your thing. Now you go home. You go to Cancun. You partying with No Diddy. You're doing all that. This is the time when we was in Cancun and you said, I ain't coming to Cancun no more. It's over. You told us that. You told us, look, we in Cancun, we chilling. I ain't coming here with y'all no more.
So I want to say this.
You said that.
So I want to say this to the camera. I'm sorry to New York Knicks. I was unfamiliar with y'all game. I disrespected Brunson.
All right.
I apologize. I was unfamiliar with y'all game, but y'all made it to the second round. I got a Brunson jersey on the way. It should be here any day now. And I mean,
somebody
he's doing the most. He's doing
too.
The most with the least. Based on what everybody else is doing in the league, because when I look at the Knicks' second best player, who is it? Josh Hart.
It's the Villanova crew.
No, I'm just saying, who's the second best player on the Knicks right now?
It's the crew, both of them.
No. Who's the second best player
both of
on
them.
The Knicks?
I said what
but
I said.
Even if you, all right,
they
you
even,
said what you
they
said.
Even.
All right, even if, who is them too?
You know who they are.
Who?
The Villanova crew.
DiVincenzo just played well tonight. Before that, he wasn't playing well.
Well, he played well tonight. Close you out. Close him. Good night. He does his thing. The Villanova crew back in Philly. Party gang is ready to celebrate. Villanova, Hard Dudes, No Diddy.
Ah,
guy.
No, a hard dude.
Yeah, they even. I can't pick one over the other.
That's crazy.
Yeah, when you say no Diddy, you clear up, they say.
Oh,
when you gotta come
God.
Right behind it, though. God, as long as you, that's what they invented pause. Pause clears you of all
the
Villanova
boys to the party. They got a bunch of hard dudes.
No Diddy.
No Diddy.
You gotta be right there on it.
Oh my God.
That's all it is. It clears you of your sins. No, real
all right,
talk.
So look, moving forward.
Okay.
Moving forward. You say Indiana, you got Indiana, New York. You got New York.
Yeah, I got New York.
And how many games?
I think they're going to do what they just did. They're going to beat them in Indy. I'm going to be at that game if possible.
No, I'm saying, do you think Indiana got the grit to hang with them, though?
Yeah.
All right.
Of course. They're competitors.
Yeah.
Halliburton, like I said, he has a case.
Knicks got home court advantage.
Yeah. The Garden is back.
All right.
The Garden is back.
Denver, Minnesota.
Oh, my God. The playoffs are incredible. We got to pick a side. So, do you pick Joker? I'm going to pick the Joker side.
I got Joker in six.
Yeah,
right.
I got Joker.
All right, so after that, we got Clippers, Mavericks. That's going down. Who you got?
I got the Mavericks.
I got the Mavericks.
Yeah, the Clippers unhealthy.
All right.
And they don't look like
that. Celtics versus?
Everybody.
Who's Celtics playing?
It doesn't matter.
Cleveland, Orlando, they're going to rest up.
It does not matter.
Celtics going to the finals?
Yes. Go ahead, put your money on it.
Who your finals prediction?
Celtics and somebody.
Who you got coming out the West?
We don't see. Let's let it see.
I mean, you can say the Celtics, but you can't say the West? Just your prediction.
No,
say somebody. Anybody, dog.
The Celtics is walking in there.
But who
you know how you look at your schedule in the playoff, and when you get the playoff thing, and you just know the Celtics got rollovers. They can't.
You don't know, though. Anything can happen in the playoffs.
No, they not. They're not talking like that. They in there like, we got a cupcakes. That's what they on. You got to know. We talk all this stuff on the media, but you know when you're playing cupcakes and you know when you got real games.
Right.
They got to win. Everybody's wounded. They're too all talented. Right. They're going to be in the finals. Everything else
who
is a
in the West then?
I'm waiting to see, man. It's a battle.
I mean, it's easy to pick later. Who you think prediction now?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if Dallas get to the finals.
All right, so Dallas Celtics. There go his prediction. Dallas Celtics.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I said Boston versus somebody. We going to these next playoffs.
We know it's going to be
Let's
somebody,
Let's respect
though.
It. Let's respect it.
We
so
know
let me
it's
pick my next
somebody.
Round wins. Right now, I got Denver, and I'm going to go ahead and skip. I'm
going to
go Denver, OKC.
Oh, you think they? You
I
think
got Denver,
Dallas
OKC in the Western
Clippers.
Finals.
So you think Dallas is going to be Clippers?
I bypassed all them.
You said that.
Yeah,
and then
I do.
OKC is going to defeat Dallas.
Whoever.
And then OKC is going to see Denver.
Yes.
So you got Denver going to the finals?
No.
So you don't think OKC?
I don't know. Let me see how OKC build their game.
Right.
I'm watching. I'm studying. I want to see how OKC build themselves up. Right now, I got OKC and Denver in the Western Conference Finals. That's as far as
who
I
you
can.
Who you think will win that?
That's as far as I can project right now.
All right.
I got to see.
Fair. All right.
I got to see. All I got right. Boston. Boston like this. Boston already calling like, y'all got our, what hotel we in when we hit? Okay, hold up.
They not we ordering hotel meals. If you don't know where you're going, how you going to order a hotel?
Because they got to get meals for either way they go. They
where
like me.
Where are you going to book if you don't know what city you're
Denver
going to?
Denver or OKC. They
so
got to check out both sites.
You're going to just put a deposit down and waste it if you
no,
don't
we
go
don't
there?
No, we're going to put no deposit. We got to see meal plans and all that. We got people in charge of this.
You can do that in a day, though.
No, we need to have organized. That's why we're winning.
We? Now it's we? You Celtics?
I'm with the winners. Whoever wins, I'm with them.
The most front-running, yeah. He's the most front-running fan ever.
Yes.
Whoever's going, that's who you're the fan of. That's who your team is.
Yes. Roll with the loop.
Today, Indiana. Tomorrow, he like, Indiana to the finals. Then he
I'm like Damon
Celtics to the finals.
In a, Damon Jones said it best. Roll with the winners. That's what I do.
So who you predicting to win it all?
That's going to be tough.
So if you're saying Celtics can't walk to the finals, you don't think Celtics going to win it all?
I don't got to see how they deal with Joker. If Joker get in
oh,
there.
Oh, so you got Joker going to the finals.
Joker beat the Celtics. Celtics beat OKC.
See, you listen to this, y'all.
No. You heard what I said,
had
man.
No prediction
come on,
out the
dude.
West, but then he mentioned Joker.
I said Joker beat the Celtics. Celtics beat OKC. I got Denver and OKC.
Okay, okay.
See? You see me?
You got it. You got it.
You see what I'm on? You see what I'm on?
All right. I don't see, but.
I got Celtics beating OKC if OKC happens to beat Denver.
So if it's OKC Celtics, you got Celtics.
Look, Denver don't have no bench. I mean, do Porter got to deal with something else? He had another brother get arrested. Like, this is crazy.
Brunson just averaged 35 on 49% shooting. Halliburton is averaging 19.7 on 51% shooting, 13 assists. Battle of the point guards. I think whoever wins the point guard matchup is going to win that series.
Nah. Brunson's going to win the point guard matchup.
So. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because
if Brunson is scoring.
He's getting more opportunities.
Let's say if Brunson's scoring like 30, but he's got his low assists, but then Halliburton is giving you like 23 and 13.
Well, you're right. I'm going to say you're right because of this, because of TJ McConnell effect. It's point guard by committee with these guys. TJ just had a career high. He just led them in scoring tonight.
Playoff career high.
So, yeah, playoff career high. So, them two as a combination is putting the pressure on Brunson. Can Miles McBride give him something, you know, to offset McConnell?
They're not going to allow Hart to be just dominant on the board because I believe Indiana's a little more, got more grit to them. They got more players that's just got some oomph to them. Mm-hmm. And I think...
Mm-hmm.
Umph to him. Players, they got some umph to him.
I don't know about all that. I don't know about
that. That wasn't a good one, dog. That wasn't a good one. Come on, dog. Come on.
Okay.
They, you know what I'm saying. They got some players that got some.
Okay.
Some.
Okay.
Get them shoulders up. We're going to get. Okay. We're going to do 1,000 shoulder presses today.
That's what Villanova. Shout out Jay Wright, Hall of Fame. This
Where'd
is your
come
making.
From, though?
Cause he got the Villanova guys, got this New York team saved their life.
All right.
His culture saved New York. Let's keep it real.
All right.
The culture, the fight, the grit, the way these guys play. You think Indiana got guys better than these guys? No way. Nope.
I got Indiana in this series.
Yeah.
In six.
It's the hater in you. It's that New York hate. It's the Boston New York hate in you.
Because I have an opinion.
You just gave Brunson all the props, then you don't want to.
I praise one individual.
Is it?
But I don't think that's good enough to be the better a team that got more than
you
one.
You said these guys is tougher?
I don't know who's tougher right now.
Yes, you do.
Indiana showed me some toughness.
They lost two games to a depleted Milwaukee team that was out there.
I mean, they got some fight. They grit. They got grit. Ooh. You got Patrick Beverly out there. Come on, they got
Patrick
grit.
Patrick Beverly.
Brooke Lopez got fight. Middleton got fight. You act like they ain't gritty. Portis, fight. Dogs.
He was kicked out the game they won.
Yeah, he was a dog. He a dog, though.
Yeah.
They got dogs over there. So
no
when you got dogs. Like, Philly didn't have no dogs to me. They had Maxie's a dog and Embiid. I mean, I guess you could say Oubre, but the rest of them was acting like they didn't want no smoke.
He didn't want no smoke.
And so when you ain't got five guys who don't want no smoke, then it's tough.
Mm-hmm. So you got Indiana, okay. We got New York. I got New York.
Indiana, New York. I got Dallas closing it out. Okay. I got Celtics. Whoever they play versus Orlando, they going whatever.
Probably Cleveland, though.
All right, there we have it, man. So, we're going to get back with y'all next week, get you all an update, see where we at with these series. But these 2024 playoffs is going off, man.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Appreciate the grill, too.
Yeah, we got the wings today. We got the burgers.
Appreciate that grill.
There you have it. Tune back to me next week. We out.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.